then they have the kind of fence you see around, for instance, the kind they have out at Bridewell, you know, in the back there, 10, 12 feet high.
Wrought iron fences.
Okay. Now, a wrought iron fence would be heavy pieces of metal, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I don't mean this. This is the sort of, I mean, the sort of thing that's...
Well, this I commonly call page fence, the
like
chain link fence.
Yeah. It's high, though. The
diamond weave, yeah. Chain link fence.
But a wrought iron fence is the kind made out of bars.
Actually, heavy iron bars. And they're bent in decorative designs.
How about the kind of fence you have out in the country, made out of long pieces of timber?
Ranch fence.
Do you have any? It's made out of rails. Would you call it a ranch fence, or?
Well, you could call it a ranch fence, a rail fence.
Do you, when you say a rail fence, do you think of a special kind of construction? Is it built in a special way in your mind or not?
Not particularly. It's just sometimes the posts are made in the form of an X and then the rail is laid across it. Some of them, when they use finished lumber, they kind of interweave the lumber. Take an 18-foot piece of lumber, you can kind of bend that enough to weave it in and out of the posts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a fence or a wall made of stones or rocks?
Cobblestone fence. Or a stone fence if it's finished rock.
Stone fence has to be finished rock, in your mind.
Cobblestones would be in irregular shapes.
Okay. How about good dishes? What do they sometimes call?
Crockery.
Or something else?
Dinnerware.
Or a name for the country, that country over there, big country in Asia.
China.
Yeah. And how about the, do you ever see, they have a thing they put in a nest made out of this stuff that we just mentioned? Put in in the nest to fool the hen?
China egg.
How about an open top vessel with a handle on it used for carrying water, milk, and so forth?
Pitcher.
No, this is bigger. This
pail.
Okay. Made of wood, a wooden one, huh?
Not necessarily.
If it is made of wood, though, would you call it a pail?
Yes. It could be called a bucket if it had the iron rungs on it and so forth. Then it would be a bucket, but today most of them are made out of tinned metal and plastic.
They're called
pails.
Now how about one made used for housework, especially for scrubbing or for mopping? Do you have another name you might use with it besides pail?
Well, we would call it probably the scrub bucket. Or scrub pail.
How about if it's one of these things used similar thing, you might have it out in the kitchen for refuse, for instance, garbage and stuff.
Garbage pail.
How about large galvanized refuse cans, 20-gallon cans, what do you call
garbage
them?
Cans.
Do you have permanent constructions out in the alley made of concrete?
No.
What do you call those, though, where they have them?
Concrete garbage boxes or cement boxes. They're outlawed in Chicago
now. That's what I understand.